Blaney bummed.
Disappointed at that. I mean, that just stinks. That's just dumb luck.
Larson lucky.
I think it definitely feels like it completes the circle of the double.
I don't remember 30 years ago, but this feels awful good.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Napa! Give your engine the attention it deserves with the advanced formulation of Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It delivers faster oil flow for superior temperature protection in the harshest conditions, defends against sludge and buildup while keeping your engine running cleaner, longer, and improves fuel efficiency by reducing friction, helping you stay at peak performance mile after mile. Try Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil today. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
When Brad Keselowski ran out of fuel, Ryan Blaney ran out of luck in the 30th anniversary Brickyard 400 as Kyle Larson came on to win the crown jewel event at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I choose the top because I'm like, oh, he's going to run out in the restart zone, you know, and I'm going to inherit the lead. And he runs out before pit road, pulls in, and Larson gets promoted to the bottom. And the race is over. Now I can't hang on the top. My only reason for choosing the top is the six is going to run out of gas. So, and it's the last restart of the race. So just disappointed at that. I mean, that just stinks. That's just dumb luck.
It was misfortune Larson had known all too well when he tried to pull off the double back in the spring. So his fourth win of the season was a nice way to finish off what he felt was unfinished business.
With getting to compete in Indy 500, you know, and then having the weather kind of get in the mix and not being able to compete in the 600, and then getting to come here and run the same paint scheme I was supposed to run at the 600 and then ultimately win. Yeah, it was pretty emotional winning for sure, and I think it definitely feels like it completes the circle of the double, you know, this year.
For Larson, it was a 27th career Cup Series win and number 310 for Hendrick Motorsports. Beating out Blaney for the runner-up spot in overtime was Tyler Reddick.
Great recovery for us. I feel like we really had an opportunity to finish outside the top 15, maybe even in the 20s, so bounce back and get a second place finish with the things that kind of didn't go our way. Pretty happy with that.
Reddick is third in the regular season driver standings, down only 15 points, with Larson retaking the number one spot over teammate Chase Elliott, who's now minus just 10.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
With Kyle Larson's victory, it was the 11th Brickyard 400 for Rick Hendrick. And Mr. H was asked if this one felt as good as the first one with Jeff Gordon in 1994.
I don't remember 30 years ago, but this feels awful good. I don't know that I've been this excited, crawl through the fence to see the fans. I've never done that before, never got to drive the pace car before. So very excited about the race and how it ended.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com.